Welcome to the In the Limelight podcast. I'm your host, Clarissa Burt, and every week I bring you great information from fabulous people that I get to meet all over the world. I interview public figures, influencers, entrepreneurs, thought leaders, millionaires, and moguls that share their know-how, tipping points, pivotal moments, and life lessons. I promise you educative, empowering, and entertaining conversations with entrepreneurs that have a social conscience. Don't forget to find me on social. You can find me pretty much everywhere. Facebook, it's Clarissa Burt Official. Also, sign up for my newsletter at clarissaburt.com. That way you can keep abreast of the In the Limelight media as it's coming out. And you'll be getting my weekly newsletter along with the In the Limelight magazine every quarter. Check out inthelimelightmedia.com. Hey, everyone, it's Clarissa. You are here in the limelight, and I forgot to put in my earbuds. You're here in the limelight, everybody, with Clarissa, and what an extraordinary entrepreneur we have for you today. And I'll tell you all about him in just a second. But right now, I do want to remind you that you can watch this video on Roku, Chromecast, Apple TV, Amazon Fire. We are now on Pluto, Zumo, Sony, and Dailymotion, and a whole bunch more. So that's very exciting. The podcast you can hear on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Stitcher, Spotify, Pandora, and Podbean. And not only, there's another couple, but I can't remember them all. And don't forget, when you get over to clarissaburt.com, you can take a look at our digital magazine. It is In the Limelight with Clarissa, intelligent media for the savvy entrepreneur. And I love having entrepreneurial friends on because they teach us all kinds of things when their paperwork doesn't fly off my desk. Just one moment, please. It's been one of those days all day. I'm going to tell you, I don't know if anybody else can feel the energy, just really kind of wonky today, but it has been really an interesting day for me. And so there you go. I do want to remind you guys also, this is another really cool in-kind sponsorship, if you will, that I started working with, and I love them. So you're going to love them too, mynewsdesk.com. So if you're wanting to get out PR releases, news releases, you want to get out in front of, you know, thousands and thousands and thousands of journalists all over the world, this is a place you're going to want to be. Their support is amazing. It's a software that's really user-friendly. And I think all of us could use, you know, a little bit more in the way of promotion. This is a great way to promote your business as well. So don't forget to get over to see what I told you. It's the energy. Don't forget to get over to mynewsdesk.com. All right, everybody, I'm going to bring him on. He is the kind of guy you want to have around, Chris Salem. Christopher, good to see you.
Marissa, pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
We want to have you around when we want to up-level our businesses. You do work with entrepreneurs and not only, but many a long year, long and illustrious career you have helped. Tell us what it is exactly that you do, Chris, to help entrepreneurs sort of up-level. And also why you think that their health is of the utmost importance.
Well, absolutely. Thanks for having me again. Yeah. I mean, in terms of what I do is I'm an executive coach and I work with entrepreneurs and helping them to build their success foundations free from limiting beliefs so that they can operate from a place of a higher level of confidence. And I show them how to become trusted advisors in why they do what they do to better connect with their core audience on core values, so they can learn to scale their businesses and then generate referrals from there on out. So we incorporate also business acceleration strategies to their processes and their systems to make them more efficient so they can be working on their businesses, not just
in their business. Yeah. You talk also a lot about getting to the root of the problem, to the root of the issue. And I have got to think that a lot of that is really it's business as well, but some of that's got to be kind of personal. Is there a box of tissues in the room also when you're going through some of, yeah, seriously, because you know as well as I do, you know, when you start to get digging deep, you know, some stuff comes up.
Well, it's true. Like when you think about anything, you know, whatever success means to you, it's always going to be a byproduct of the energy that you put out and also right. The action you take. So the action you take is also measured by the energy. Now, what if we have certain bottlenecks or certain things that could be working behind the scenes that are interfering with that level of confidence, when you have a higher level of confidence, not one where you're coming from ego, but one that is from of the utmost clarity, and that right. you're able to really see through that clarity the opportunities and blessings disguised in any challenge you're going through, mm-hmm. you think differently. When you think differently, you're able to make better decisions and take action. So what we do is we look at those limiting beliefs that are established in your childhood. That's where they're formed. And then you carry that into your adult life. That they affect, dramatically affect your level of confidence, your self-esteem on various levels.
Right.
And that can impact not only how you communicate with yourself,
right.
but also how you communicate with other people, how you behave around other people, how do you make decisions, take certain risks or not. And these are the things that hold people back subconsciously from being their best, not being the best, but being their best.
Right. Well, I'll remind you that the name of my book that is coming out next year, and I'm already booked on your show for that, is called The Self-Esteem Regime. And that is, that's, you know, so we'll talk about that in a year's time, but I couldn't be more, in accordance with you when we say self-esteem, I think is probably the most important thing you need to be working on. And by the way, it's a never ending process. You don't reach, you know, it's at level 10 and you're done, right? It's constant. I'm going to go with also that a lot of the stuff that you're working on that comes from childhood are probably things people even forgot that they had as an issue until they start working with you.
Absolutely. I mean, they're very subtle. A lot of times, like you know, you may be aware that you're not where you want to be, mm-hmm. but you know, it's not that you're rock bottom. You're just not where you want to be. But even then, so there are some limiting beliefs that are so subtle that can impact you just enough to take you off your game. And I could always illustrate that with a couple examples here. And I know for me personally, you know, with my self-limiting beliefs, one of them that actually almost took me out of business many times was the need for validation. I grew up seeking that from my father because he was never around. And when he was, I didn't get it. So I would seek it out on the people. And of course, what did that lead to? Led to, codependent behavior, pleasing and enabling others to get that validation. Yeah. It would lead to expectations being unfulfilled. I'd get angry and I severed every relationship I start.
Sure.
And have to repeat the cycle all over. So I would start strong with business and then crumble, start strong again, and just repeat that process over and over.
Is that something you could see kind of immediately when you start working with people? You're like, bingo, I know where we need to start.
Yes. Yes, I've been doing it a while that I can pretty much through at least a good hour or less, I can kind of flush it out. And I wish it were that easy to also help them solve it in that period.
Oh, yeah, sure. That's their job, right? I mean, you can bring the horse to water, right?
Yes.
But you can't make them drink, obviously. And I'm kind of thinking that anybody who's working with you really wants to go, you know, the extra mile. Sometimes it's uncomfortable, and I joke, but not joke, about having the box of tissues nearby, because if you got to bring it up. You got to cry it out. You know, you got a good buddy there in Chris, and he'll take good care of you through the whole process. You talk also a lot. We hear the word a lot, especially recently in the last year, two, three, maybe. Mindset. Like, what is my... I don't know that everybody's clear about what mindset is. So can you explain that a second?
Well, mindset, again, is that state of mind that you operate in what you do each and every day. So you have to ask yourself, what you do each and every day, is it leading you to where you want to be?
Okay.
So this impacts the way you live, your habits, how you communicate, how you make decisions, how you take certain risks, and so on. But again, this is all subconscious. So a lot of people won't notice this. It's not conscious. It's in the subconscious. That's where it's being driven from.
Right.
So the key is again, mindset is either most people that are operating from limiting beliefs are operating in a fixed mindset, meaning that they're operating in the past and the future. Mm-hmm. Fear resides in the past and the future. So when something triggers fear, it immediately goes to the past, attaches itself to a limiting belief or beliefs. Then it goes to the future. It creates a level of anxiety and then worry,
right.
And then basically convinces that your mind in that moment that you're not going to fulfill something. You've already convinced yourself because that inner critic chatter is telling you all the things that you're not capable of doing, and then we reinforce that again through procrastination, being busy but not productive. And again, getting overwhelmed and getting angry and frustrated and so on. These are the ways that we experience operating in a fixed mindset. But a growth mindset is the ability to be present and doing certain disciplines and habits to keep you present. And in the present moment, fear cannot reside or it's reduced. So there we can develop clarity over time to then be more decisive and take action. And that is the place that we can also resolve the root cause to those limited beliefs over time at the subconscious level, and then create new habits and disciplines over time to build your success foundation for the to raise your confidence level.
Yeah, that's great stuff, because you know everybody deserves it, and everybody can have it. It's not, you know, it's not some elusive thing that, you know, it happens to Mary, but it doesn't happen for Jane. I mean, Jane just needs to work to make it happen for her too. And you know, I talk in my book about the jealousy piece, you know, and that there's really no room for jealousy, because you know your path isn't her path, and her path isn't your path, and you need to be, you know, nose to the grind about making your path work. And I call it work. Let's call it play too, because it's not, you know, so horrible. But it's a lot of fun, you know, really kind of realizing all the dreams that you have in your life. I have two vision boards right here. One's a materially, another one is a spiritual. And pretty much, I mean, there's a pretty good amount of stuff on there that's, you know, it's come and gone. It didn't come and stay, some of it, but that's okay. That's part of the growth, right? So give me a couple of those habits that we need to form, Chris. Habits that will help us with sustainable growth, and then certainly sustainable success.
Absolutely. So there are two habits that are universal that I like to share that could work for everyone. Whether if you're very religious and you pray, you can incorporate this with praying. But the two are meditation and journaling. Why? Well, meditation first will help you to get present. Not right away. You can't control your thoughts, but we can control our emotions if we learn to be present. So it's allowing the thoughts to come and go. Don't pay attention to them. You'll learn to do that when you're in the moment.
Right.
And then it's in the moment over time when you get into the rhythm of meditation that the subconscious mindset begins to open. It begins to reveal certain things that we weren't known to us consciously that could be limiting us. This is where I was able to find out what this need for validation was that I didn't know at the time that was holding me back. And that led to my life of living in anger every day of my life. I was always angry and frustrated.
Yeah.
Living in fight and flight mode.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's just, I'm trying to answer some of the questions that you sent to me that I'm not supposed to tell people that you sent to me. And your handwriting, your handwriting is kind of, I think we did this quickly today. And I'm trying to figure out what the heck you wrote here. I just want to make sure I answer you. What's up, Chris? What is, you know, we hear trusted advisor.
Well, if you want, let me explain the next habit, because there's two habits.
Okay, go.
So the next habit is journaling, right? So when you, after following meditation, you want to journal. So journaling means there's no intention. You're just writing whatever comes to mind. You don't overanalyze, overthink. It might be one word. It might be a sentence. It might be five paragraphs. You might not write anything at all.
Right.
This is how you're going to be able to look back in like a third party looking at you to see what's getting in the way and then where you can now release it and forgive yourself. Now for releasing and forgiving the source to that, mine was my father. It's often a parent, by the way.
Right.
It is not always easy, but you can do it. It happens if you stick to it and do it daily. I was able to forgive him and myself. And as a result of that, the triggering events that would trigger the fear that led to anger were far and few between. I started to now be able to choose that I wanted to be peaceful, happy, being in the moment. And that impacted my confidence, my ability to be clear, decisive, and take action, taking risks. And these are the things that changed my business dramatically and improved every aspect of my well-being and my relationships. Did I have setbacks and challenges? Absolutely. But I looked at it differently. I looked at them as blessings and opportunities disguised and where it was taking me to where I wanted to be. I wasn't avoiding it and escaping it like I did before.
Yeah. And the other thing I think that I touch upon in my book is that you're not always going to get what you need from the birth family. Yeah. It's just not going to happen. You can thank your parents, you respect your parents, and you may have to, you know, create a whole other set or subset of support groups and systems to be able to nurture that part of you that needs to be nurtured. So, and that's okay. You know, it's just, we're all here, you know, trying to do the best we can. And, you know, it's not right. It's not always easy. And that's why, again, it must be really, you know, awesome to work with someone like you who's, you know, becomes an instant buddy, but is, you know, kind of like, you know, has that helicopter view of what it is you don't see in yourself. And you can take that deeper dive. It's just, that's just a really, it's a really cool thing. We started again with trusted advisor. What is a trusted advisor, Chris? What does that mean?
Trusted advisor is not a job. It's a role. It's an action. It's a role that we wear daily. So it doesn't matter what you do in your career, your business. It doesn't matter what your role is in society or in your community as a spouse, a partner, a parent. Again, it's a role and a duty that you apply to why you do what you do each day. See, when we're able to develop someone's success foundation from a higher level of confidence, it's taking what they do and now turning that into why they do what they do. Now, a trusted advisor knows that core values are the foundation of connection between people. What core values are, they can be integrity, transparency, honesty, trustworthy. I mean, the list goes on.
Sure.
Not everyone's going to have exactly the same values as you do, but a lot of times we'll have shared values. And sometimes we'll have values that are complete contrast to one another. But the problem is most people live their lives adopting someone else's values, which they've been led from a parent or parents, from maybe religion. It could be even from a mentor they look up to, thinking if I become like him or her, then I'll be successful. And that doesn't work that way. It's okay to model yourself some things that you do, but you still got to become you. It's got to be part of you. It's got to be your values. And trusted advisors know that they're not going to be everything for everyone, but we're always going to be something for someone, in this case, more than one person. So the key is to identify what your values are to you, how that relates to the business that you run and operate, or if you work for somebody, to your company's values, and then to the audience you serve. And when you can find that common thread or ground, what those values are that are shared, you can maximize that by being compelling to those people through those values. So it's not what you do. It's not what you makes you unique first, because nobody cares what makes you unique until you've given them a reason to be compelling to them first. And it's using, you know, an influence factor to do that. You could be speaking on stages. You could be on virtual summits, videos, podcasts, like radio shows like we're doing here, TV, writing a book. It's leveraging your strengths to convey this content consistently, to connect subconsciously and consciously with your audience on those shared values. You're not talking about the values, but it resonates with them on those values. And it's that what gets people to draw their own conclusion that perhaps you can do something to help them. And when they make the decision they want to work with you, they're diving in with both feet to do that. And now they're more likely to have a better experience. And when people have better experiences with now what you do, what do? They refer people. And when you build your business from referals, there's no greater thing than that than word of mouth. It's old fashioned, still powerful and works today.
Sure is. Listen, you've dubbed yourself the Prosperinor.
Yeah.
How did you come up with that? That's really cool.
Prosperinor is, again, doesn't mean you have to be an entrepreneur, but it's a way of life. It's looking at life and business as one. So whatever happens in your business affects your life. Whatever happens in your life affects your business. So it using a lot of the concepts that we're doing here. So it's taking your wellness principles. There's eight pillars of wellness: social, which is about relationships, emotional, physical, spiritual, financial, occupational, intellectual, and environmental. That is your living space or where you work and live. Car, home, workplace. When we can find harmony in a good way with the eight pillars of wellness and then find alignment with your wealth principles, that's not just your net worth or money itself. That can mean your freedom, serving your purpose, living a life on your terms. When you can find that alignment, there's no such thing as balance. Right. Now you're experiencing prosperity. That is the definition of a prosperinor.
Awesome. Listen, I know you've spoken on a lot of stages, and you've probably been doing an awful lot in the way of virtual as in the last year or so. You've got another event coming up here. It is called It's called Think Big Summit of 2021 in Beverly Hills. 22nd to the 24th. I guess it's thinkbigsummit.com.
Yes, it is. It's Think Big Summit. Actually, you can find it. I mean, I don't have the website in front of me, but it's under the Nazarian Institute. So it's Dr. Sheila Nazarian. She is a cosmetic surgeon in Beverly Hills.
Right.
Her Nazarian Institute hosts this Think Big Summit. It's primarily for cosmetic surgeons and other types of surgeons in certain specialties for CE. Mm-hmm. But nonetheless, it is open to other high-level business leaders. And it is more or less a platform to provide some continuing education in areas to help not only in their chosen profession, right, but also in the business side, which I'm obviously getting involved with. I'm not a doctor or a surgeon, so I can't speak to that.
Right. Master Your Inner Critic is your book instead. So we can find that at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Tell us a little bit about that. Because God knows we all criticize ourselves.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Master Your Inner Critic, Resolve the Root Cause, Create Prosperity. The book's been out for a little while, but nonetheless, it's a book I keep reinforcing because it doesn't have an expiration date on the time. It's a book that really helps people to create a lot of awareness that what can be getting in their way and not why they're not where they want to be. It's the first step of taking that step forward to do something to change where you are and where you want to go. No matter what's going on in the world, focus on what you can control and let go of what you can't. And that's right, what the books, you know, helps people to do.
And again, you can find that on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. On social, you are Christopher Salem?
Christopher Salem Professional on Facebook.
Professional, okay.
And then LinkedIn, Christopher Salem. And then on Instagram, Chris R. Salem. And then on Twitter, I don't have it my name. It's Wealth Team. Which WHEALTH team, one word, Doc. I combined wealth and health together.
So okay, awesome. Listen, you also have a 30-minute complimentary mindset performance session for our listeners. How nice of you.
I will provide anybody that's listening to your great show, Clarissa, that I could talk to them for 30 minutes and I will be able to flush out what might be holding them back and to give them some direction on what they can be doing to move forward. There's no obligation whatsoever.
That's really great of you to do. I can't thank you for being on the show. Thank you enough, because I know you're a busy guy, especially since it takes a year to get on your show. you're busy. But I'm going to be excited to be on your show in a year's time, because as I said, that's exactly what my book will be dropping. So Chris, thanks so much for being on the show with us here today. And I'm going to ask you to stay right there while I say goodbye to everybody. Give them an appointment for the next time we speak to another extraordinary entrepreneur here in the limelight. Talk soon. Bye, everybody. Thanks for listening to this episode of the In the Limelight podcast, intelligent media for the savvy entrepreneur. You can listen to this and all of my podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Pandora, and Inspired News Radio. You'll find all of my videos and the In the Limelight digital magazine on clarissabert.com. And don't forget to connect with me on social pretty much anywhere. Stay well until we meet again in the limelight.